performers. I'd throw them out to you. You've got some stories from Roy Clark, Ray Stevens, yeah. Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Mel Tillis, Ricky Skaggs, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, all
it
those
people.
It goes
on and on and on. I know.
That you've been able to perform
I need to write down all these stories about these wonderful people. Freddie Fender, you know, everybody that Jim Halsey booked, I played with. Doug Kershaw. I mean, it goes on and on and on. You look at one of his rosters, Tammy Wynette, George Jones. That was a story. Oh, my gosh.
George Jones?
Yeah, we were booked into Johnny Esquaga's Nugget. It was Tammy and George and me. I was their opening act. So we started out. First night was great. Tammy and George did great. Next night, no George. Well, they're icing him down in a bathtub. He may make it to the second show. Third day, Tammy got ticked off with all this stuff. Third or fourth day, and she left. She just left. That just left George and me to finish the week. We did great. I loved it. I loved working with George. I loved working with Tammy, too. They just couldn't, you know. If Buck and I had a little stormy, there wasn't anything like Tammy and George. I mean, that drinking thing made life pretty wild. But he was so good and so nice. He was so nice to work with and so good and such a perfectionist, you know, about sound and everything. I loved working with him. And of course, they were marvelous together, but George and I did real well for the rest of the week. So that was kind of a wild week.
That's nice to hear that when he wasn't drinking and he was sober, he was a great musician and paid attention to details.
He was wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I loved that week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your style of music. It blends several styles. Is that
yes.
true?
Yes. When I do my own show, I like to put some variety in there.
You've got some country fiddling and you've got some western swing.
Yes.
Wouldn't you love to play with Bob Wills and all those
yes.
people? If you'd come along, you would have been part of it.
Oh,
maybe.
I would have loved. Well, I did play with Tiny Moore and I almost played for Merle Haggard. Yeah. Merle was going to hire me and Louise Mandrell. Well, that was right there when Buck was hiring me, too.
Oh.
Buck kind of went out. But yeah, I talked to Merle. I did a couple shows with Merle. His idea was to have Louise Mandrell and me on twin fiddles and backup harmony.
Yes.
And then Tiny Moore's wife said, you have to be pretty careful about these guys. I think Merle's group was into a lot more. I think they did a little stuff.
Okay.
Buck never did. Buck was straight arrow. So I think she kind of warned me about that. She said, but you're all right. You know, you just have to be careful.
Yeah.
But I pulled back just a little bit from that idea because I don't feel like I need to do extra stuff to enjoy music. Music is my high.
Absolutely. You became a solo artist.
Yeah, I did. Really, when I went out on my own was when I moved to Tulsa. That's when I really became solo artist.
Was that tough for you to do? Of course, you had Jim Halsey, the impresario, as he's called.
Before I had my own band, he booked me a lot as a single with Roy Clark's band, with Hank Thompson's band, with whoever. That's why I say I played with them all. We did Europe. I'd go as a single and play with bands over there. But as a single, I couldn't do Fly to the Bumblebee. I couldn't do my specialty numbers. Because it was too hard to put together in a professional way. You had to do something a little more standard, which is okay. But for me, I like doing something that nobody else can do or nobody else does, that it's my thing. So I put together a band.
And the name of that band was?
Hotwire. We were together for many, many years. Now, my bass player passed away. And Jack, my guitarist, is still playing, but he has MS. So I've just, you know, all these marvelous musicians around here, Spencer Sutton, Patrick Savage, I just can plug these people in as I need them. And they know my stuff by now.
Yeah.
So I don't feel hampered, and we're not on the road quite as much now, but I still have Roy Clark's bus. I bought Roy's bus.
Oh, really?
First, we traveled in a motorhome. Then I bought an old silver Eagle, Then we couldn't find parts for that very easily, so I ended up buying Roy's bus. It's a great bus.
You know, you talk about Orange Blossom Special. Roy Clark, of course, does his
yes.
guitar. Were the two of you able to do anything together?
Oh, yeah. We've done lots of
violin
shows together.
But that song.
Well, I always got Roy to play twin fiddles with me. He'd say, well, play it, make me sound good. And I'd say, okay. We did really well on twin fiddles. He's not a fiddle player's right. fiddle player, but, you know, he'll get into Orange Blossom on the fiddle and just show it off, you know, just move and get all over it, even if he's not really getting a lot of the notes.
We
Who cares?
Know. And we don't know.
No, he's such a showman, and he's a marvelous musician, too. I've enjoyed doing a lot of shows with Roy. Of course, Roy's married. I mean, that was a whole different thing. But we're good
chemistry
together begins. On stage. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right.
We have fun on stage. And I show him off. You know, if I'm doing his show, my function is not to steal the show. I'm being good for his show, but I'm bolstering him as well, so showing him off.
By the way, here on VoicesOfOklahoma.com, you can listen to Roy Clark's oral history interview.
Oh, yeah.
He also brought that sense of humor that he had.
Oh, yes. So witty.
Yeah.
And, you know, now he's not playing that much. He's gone through all these health issues, but he's doing these conversations.
Yes.
He is so witty and so fun. He always gets a laugh, and he's fun to be around. We did Montreux Jazz Festival together with Barbara Mandrell, Gatemouth Brown. The Oak Ridge Boys were on that tour. You know, we've done a lot. We've done a lot. And I did
say,
a lot with Chet, too.
Those Mandrell sisters.
Yeah.
I was in love with.
I know. Aren't they great?
Louise and Barbara. I mean,
Barbara.
Yeah. I'm sitting out
and
here
Earlene
watching television.
Too.
Couldn't get enough of seeing them.
I know. Yeah. They're still terrific. They've kind of gone their separate ways, but they're all good.